This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
So, you know, they always say when they kick you off Google, Facebook, Twitter, and they only put the negative results up about you, either Donald Trump or Alex Jones at the top. They always say, oh, just build your own thing. And then they come after your credit card processors. They come after the very software you use on your website. They come after your very internet service providers. And then they come after your payment processors, everything. So Andrew Torba at the bottom of the hour from Gab, which again is just a free speech site. So you've got black nationalists, white nationalists. You know, maybe that's 5% of the site. But then you've got just regular conservatives, libertarians, liberals. It's a free for all. As long as you don't, remember how the internet used to be? As long as you don't call for killing anybody or you're not selling methamphetamine or whatever, you can do it. But then they can come into your site and say, look, a Nazi. And they have the leftist groups call up and go, oh, my God, they can't have a donate button on their website. Take that away. And you'll get another process company. Take that away. And then the Democrats just have a way, even though it's not public who you're using, they know because they have the Justice Department. It's nice to have some FBI agents like, you know, with Reality Winners, political views in there. And that's what Project Veritas shows. They're in there and they're doxing Congress and doxing. And it's just fun giving ISIS blueprints and just, you know, and that Google's helping China build AI to suppress their people with Operation Skynet. I'm not kidding. That's not from Terminator. That's what they call it. I told you Skynet was a Pentagon plan for this big wireless grid. Now China's doing it because it's all been given to them. They're the good boys. China's the good authoritarians. They don't have that pesky voting and things. And so now we've got the head of Interpol who was a CHICOM. He was the deputy head of their Navy. Top civilian military officer heading up Interpol, which he disappeared last week. Oh, the Chinese told us 5 days later they grabbed him. I guess he wasn't doing everything they said, but the CHICOM officer, he was in control of the code keys to basically everyone's IDs, everyone's social security numbers, everyone's information, just like the personnel management hack. Interpol's not just the U.S., though. It's everybody's identity. Isn't that sweet? How China detained the head of Interpol. Oh, my goodness. We let one of their top civilian military commanders, the equivalent of a four-star general, run Interpol the last few years. What could go wrong? When you check in to a hotel, when you get a rental car, anywhere in the Western world or in many other areas of the planet, it logs into Interpol and tells them everything that's going on under the Patriot Act. That put us into that. So you show up to rent a car, and you always wonder why. Where are you going? What are you doing? What's happening? I'm like, I'm here with my four children, and I'm really tired. Oh, really? And I go, listen, I know you're putting it in that security database. You know where that goes? You know that, huh? I'm like, yeah, lady, I know that. Now, why don't you ask me 20 questions? But see, oh, let's have this big database that controls everything. And then let's put the CHICOMs in control of the AI, of Apple, of Google, of Facebook, of Twitter, everything. Because, again, it's a base. Everybody always says, oh, my God, corrupt people use Israel as a base against America. And some corrupt people do jump back and forth and use it. Absolutely. But I've noticed enough about China and how the globalists are using it as a base to launch attacks on America. Now, he went to a year and a half ago to Trump got elected to the Davos and said, I'll stop Trump. I'll stop, you know, globalism. We'll defeat America. And Juncker said, yes, we'll defeat America in a trade war. And they shook hands on that. That was a declaration of war against us. Remember, I covered it at the time. Pretty big deal. That's how arrogant these guys are. And people didn't think that was an issue. Oh, Alex, come on. But it's Juncker and Soros and the CHICOM leader and all of them, and they just think they're going to get away with all this because our own elite sold us out to it. Well, guess what? They didn't have a right to do that. So Obama and Hillary and Soros and all you that sold us out at Apple, we're evicting your deal with China. It's a fraud. It's null and void. And we're tearing it up. And a lot of you are in for a big treat.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7,000 to 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. Bio-3 selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling a water filter. It's best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, it could be 6 months, a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Short X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host Alex Jones, who claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs. I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be to say things like that.
The Russians ran an extensive information war campaign against my campaign to influence voters in the election. And then they began to weaponize them. And they began to have some of their allies within the internet world, like InfoWars, take out pieces and begin to say the most outrageous, outlandish, absurd lies you can imagine.
But Trump doesn't challenge these lies. He actually went on Jones's show and said, "Your reputation is amazing. I will not let you down."
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Yeah, my reputation is amazing with the patriots in corporate America and at the Pentagon and at the patriots at the CIA and with the president. Not the whole CIA, not the whole Pentagon, but the people that know the score and they want to sabotage this country. Guess what? I'm the test pilot. I've been volunteering for this mission, never involved in any agencies, any groups. I knew the globalist threat. I read their books. I saw their reports. I saw their plan building, and everybody else was scared to take them on. No one was willing to do it in a high-tech, modern manner. And so we did it, and you were willing to take them on. And now, once it's realized that the Clintons and the globalists and the Bushes sold us out to China in a world government plan, and the CFR decades ago said the Chinese century is coming and did everything to sabotage us. Once people realize that, it's over. You ask, how could they do this? Well, you see, America was conquered by the people when they stood up in 1776. And then by 1789 and the official establishment of the nation, the ideas of rule by the people and due process and checks and balances threatened all the other imperial corrupt systems in the world. And that's why the big mega banks and the robber barons fund communism and fund socialism and fund the UN and fund all the and radical Islam, because they are at odds with the American system, which is really the Renaissance. And the expression of the Magna Carta in 1215 and the Gutenberg Press 300 years later. And where we are today. This is all the arc of humanity going to the next level. We're going to hit some bumps. We're going to go into some valleys. But the arc overall is up, up, up. And now, the last 200 years, we are leading. America is leading straight up. We've already hit escape velocity. We are already a type 1 civilization, I can tell you. But the globalists do not want you to know that. They want to suppress it. They want to steal the future. And when I say this, it's not hyperbole. You see it all over the news now. Communist China was chosen by the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, and others. Mao was put into power. Congress passed laws to give billions of dollars of weapons to Chiang Kai-shek and the nationalists. Imagine China if they were a nationalist country today and really free market. They'd be even more powerful than our friend. Then it'd be great. No. The globalists wanted to manage Communist Party. They could control, and then they would make deals to build them up and transfer our industrial might and then maneuver us into a checkmate position. And Trump understands this, that they had a $900 billion trade deficit on us and all these other things. He's saying it's wrong. And now he's coming out saying China's meddling in our elections, and he gives real concrete examples of them buying four-page ads and double-spread ads in hundreds of newspapers in battleground states like Ohio and Michigan and Florida. And they've got paid infomercials on television putting down Trump, and they're financing books and movies. You want to make a movie about Trump being bad or white people being bad? It will get financed in 10 seconds. And guess who does it? Chinese holding companies. Why do you think there's hundreds of shows on Netflix about race rioting and whites being bad? Or hundreds of shows about men being bad? It's how China divides and conquers. So the Chinese communists are allied with the big think tanks, the psychological warfare professors, to give China the intel to understand how to propagandize here in America. So when you hear Hillary say, Jones gave Russia the American know-how they needed to steal the election, that's her telling you what she did with China. But they're giving it from the perspective of weird, mentally ill, chip on their shoulder, Harvard and Yale and Stanford and UT psychology department people and Chicago business school people who are just in their own world. They don't get what's happened in the world. I mean, they thought Hillary could win. She looks like a vampire out of a movie mixed with a Joker. It's a joke to them. But the joke's on them. So her and her pedophile husband and the rest of them just don't know even what universe they're fighting in. And so they made the deal with China. They bragged about it. They thought you were idiots. And then Trump got in because the American people were hungry for it. Patriots in the government pushed for it. Matt Drudge, myself, and many others were willing to be attacked and demonized to get the truth out. You were willing to do it. And we are kicking the living snot out of them. We're kicking the living, holy details out of them. We are stomping their guts out. We opened a gigantic can of Yosemite Sam on them. And hates globalists. And they don't know what to do. InfoWars is where the fuse got lit. The bomb already blew up. They're over InfoWars trying to piss on us, thinking that that's how far behind they are. That's why it's a sick joke. I mean, let me tell the listeners something, okay? Supporting the InfoWars, spreading the word, we've already devastated them. Nationalists are winning all over the world, from Italy to Brazil. It's going to be tough on those of us that have been on the front line. We've been singled out for retaliation. But the Tree of Liberty gets watered by the blood of patriots and tyrants, jackasses. And that's what these globalists don't get. They keep thinking I'm like them and just holding on to life and holding on to power and trying to get on top of people and scheming. I'm already on top of you spiritually. I don't even want power. You get real power, you don't want power. You people are falling. I'm talking to the globalists right now. You're a joke. So here's the big giant announcement to everybody. We're winning. We're going through hell. We got even bigger challenges down the road. But don't let anybody demoralize you because you are kicking butt. And who cares when mainstream media lies about you or attacks you? These are all the sellouts and all the scum and all the traitors and all the yes men who are just groveling and trying to get ahead by how low they can lay on their belly like fat little snakes. We're men. We walk on our legs. We don't bow down in ditches. We build a world. We're farmers. We're engineers. We're scientists. We're fathers. We're mothers. We're brothers. We're sisters. We're husbands. We're wives. But I tell you this, we're also very, very vicious and very, very destructive and very, very wicked when we need to be. And the globalists have been finding that out, you see. All they've got is throngs of mindless zombies that can't even find their butt with both hands. We have all the tools. If you simply get off the bench and start becoming political and cultural and economic in the fight, and nothing can stop you. You are invincible with God's help. And it's here, and it's now. But I'm going to say it again. The big news. They made a deal to sell us out to China and bring in world government collapses. In the 11th hour, 58 minute, it's begun to reverse. That's why they're in panic mode. It's why they're so criminal and why they're so dangerous. It's because they're willing to do anything. But now they're exposed, and they don't have control of the executive, and that's why we're going to win. The problem is they're going to stage false flags and some really nasty stuff soon, and our biggest challenges are about to happen.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining you through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also instantly ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
So much news, I could do 10 hours of broadcast, but I keep harping on China because it's in the news that the president, the Pentagon, even Congress, big corporations admit, okay, it's been a one-sided deal with China. It's been a giant crime against our country. They've been totally and completely sold out, and now they're transferring the internet control keys over there so that they can run censorship against the rest of the world out of there, with a government that supports total tyranny. And then they've loaded spy chips into all the Chinese appliances, phones, you name it. That's Bloomberg Business Week. And now, this is from Yahoo News, Associated Press, Reuters is all picking it up. Stay away from China, White House top economist tells U.S. business. As trade tensions escalate between the U.S. and China, Washington is sending a warning to U.S. companies. Think twice about doing business in China. If I were a business, I would basically just stay away from China right now. Their misbehavior is so terrible. Kevin Hassert, chairman of the Economic Council Advisor, said on Yahoo Finance Market Show Friday. That's why President Trump is taking a hard line with them. They've got to change the way they behave if they want to be part of the modern world global economy. No, instead, they just do whatever they want because they're a bunch of mad dog communists that have been in power since 1949. And the children of all the party officials are all billionaires and are just allied with insane anti-American Silicon Valley. And again, our Google, all of them are helping censor, they're helping round people up, and they're helping create AI weapon control systems, but won't even work with the Pentagon. I respect the company if they said, I'm not going to work with anybody. I mean, that was their, but no, no, no. We're not, we're America haters. We won't work with America. Hassert also cited the bombshell story from Bloomberg Business Week, which claims China's military deployed a microchip. They're in all the devices to attack hardware and supply chain that infiltrated U.S. tech giants like Amazon and Apple. Both companies have denied the report. Oh, and they deny they censor, they deny they're leftists. But and they still raised many concerns about Chinese electronic manufacturers. Hong Kong listed Lenovo and ZTE saw share prices drop 15%. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Zuckerberg, let's pull him up in China. He agrees with censorship. So does Tim Cook. Tim Cook, I did a special report on it last week. Tim Cook, the most dangerous man in the world. Because he's the bridge, the Trojan horse. And he says, oh, we need to let China censor, it's called curation, curating like a museum, and I'll want to do that in America. So he thinks they demonize me, they lie about me, and they pick me as the straw man, then they do it. So they're all moving back in. Big tech made the decision a few years ago under Obama to move back in. They've done it, and they never left. This is the truth. So the globalists made a deal to sell us out. We pointed it out. Others pointed it out. Trump got in. The Russia distraction isn't working. And it's all coming out, and the Democrats are scared. How a Pentagon contract became an identity crisis for Google. New York Times won't work with the Pentagon. That's Google. You see? And now they're going to meet with the Pentagon and say, oh, we're not discriminating against America. No, and the sky's not blue. No, no, no. unbelievable. Because China has 1,400,000,000 slaves who have high IQs and work hard, and they can be used to leverage out the whole planet if they can have unfair trade advantage. And that's the plan, and that's why they did it. I'm done talking about China. I've got an hour and 24 minutes on it. I'm done. It's just now you see it coming into view. China is attacking the U.S. infrastructure and infiltrating it with the help of big tech. This was a plan under Hillary and Obama to put us into checkmate, to make us capitulate, to capture America. They're globalists. China is the globalist stronghold. They said at Davos. That's the plan. Yeah, let's just show images of Zuckerberg with the Chinese president. So that's what's going on. They've got a pliant group. The left thinks they can leverage into global domination. Well, not if we're aware of it. And not if we start cutting China off. Who wrote the TPP deal? Hillary. Who did turned out helped write it? Dianne Feinstein. And who gave advice and what they wanted if China was going to join TPP, which they never even ended up doing? Because they just got us to go to the agreement, but then they didn't have to enter it. And that was the Chinese chief of staff she had. It was her personal aide for over a decade, a high-level Chinese intelligence operative, now confirmed. Of course, that's a Chinese seat in the Senate. They paid for it. They believe they own us. They think we're idiots. Because when you are brought up like Dianne Feinstein to hate America, and her whole world is hating America, hating Western culture, she's taught to feel inferior, she's taught that she's been put down and she's an underdog, so if she can metaphysically piss all over America and run us into the ground with a bunch of soulless Chi-Com murderers, she'll be a real girl. Well, guess what, you old hunchback witch? Get ready, because everybody hates you. So there you go. Now, we're going to go to break and come back with the head of Gab that they're trying to take off the internet as well and trying to take their processing away from to get into the censorship wars and what he thinks, Andrew Torba, thinks we should do to fight this. Then we're going to open the phones up as well after that. Then I have Conrad Padilla here in studio, Millie Weaver, and so much more. We're also going to play this compilation, part of the compilation. I got a bigger one coming up when Millie Weaver joins us. I'm going to host the fourth hour today. When Millie Weaver joins us, incredible footage, she and her crew, she's got two crew members now, not just Gavin, one other fella, just the most amazing stuff. Now, we're on broadcast TV, so we have to blur out all the, even the shirts that say F this and people flipping the bird. So you'll see a lot of black cubes and stuff everywhere, but that's what's happening there. So that's all coming up as well. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, I cannot stress enough how they're trying to shut us down. I cannot stress enough that because they've taken our payment processor, PayPal, and then we've got some backups, but they are just like we're a foreign country. The globalists are persecuting us like sanctions because we're Americans. Globalism is a sanction on America. So I'm seen as Americana. I'm under massive attack, as you know. Trump now, they say, has lost $2 billion in his businesses since he ran for president and won with all the persecution. Well, guess what? I don't have one-tenth of what he's lost, one-hundredth of that. So we don't have the money to operate under that. We've still got shopping cart. You're still able to get orders through, and whatever orders go through will be shipped out. That's why we're wrapping Christmas and Black Friday and Cyber Monday all into one now and saying get your products now at InfoWarsStore.com and go ahead and order the Christmas stuff you're going to need. You know, some X2, some colloidal silver, silver bullet, some real Red Pill Plus. Even though X2 is going to sell out, even though Brainforce is going to sell out, it's our last run of that, Super Male Vitality, we're still going to do 50% off just to get the inventory out the door. We know our numbers. We're sure to sell all this by Christmas. But you know what? I'm not going to wait till then and then sell it then. We're going to get it out the door. Help us now get the money in to make sure we can continue on for a while, no matter what they pull on us. But don't wait, ladies and gentlemen. Take action. 50% off, super sale, and free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide, 50% off on all the supplements, a bunch of other big specials as well. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. They absolutely hate the fact that you're able to support us and get great products.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Advertise. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man.
By the way, Tucker Carlson defended us twice last week. I never even got this clip. I want to play this ahead of our guest joining us because slowly but surely, free speech is being very quickly strangled. And now they're going after your ability to even be in the free market. And the Democrats are using people inside the Justice Department, inside the CIA to dox folks, as you're now seeing, criminal charges, with intel that only insiders could have to actually shut down our ability to even have our own platforms. And the head of Gab, which is a true free speech social network, is facing oblivion right now. Many authors that were bestsellers on Amazon have had their payment processors taken and Amazon taken, so they're just going dark. I mean, this is serious. We need the president and Congress to act. But first, he had to turn the economy on. He had to point out that the Chi-Coms are the real enemy that the globalists are using as an attack base against us. And he had to get the Supreme Court in place to move forward. But guess what? Trump is about to go on the attack after the midterms. So all the globalists and AI pushers, Google, and all the rest of the censors, get ready. Here is Tucker Carlson.
Previous on the show, we've told you how employees at Google discussed altering search results to undermine the White House's immigration policies. At the time, Google said it has never changed search results for political reasons, and it never will. We knew it was untrue then. Now we can prove that it is untrue. The show has obtained internal Google emails in which an employee discusses editing YouTube search results to suppress videos based on their political content. Here's one example. Last March, Google engineer Dong Zhao sent an email saying the company wanted to, and we're quoting, demote low authoritative content on controversial queries to fight against fake news. This was not hypothetical. He said the company had already succeeded in suppressing unwanted videos, videos for searches like Hillary and, we're flattered here, Tucker. It's not clear which videos were suppressed because Google won't admit it or tell us. But the email does indicate that Alex Jones and InfoWars were a major target of this. Google says their efforts are not political and meant to fight conspiracy theories, though for the record, we have never endorsed any kind of conspiracy theory on the show and never would. And by the way, how does Google define a conspiracy theory? They haven't told us that either, or why a superpower global monopoly ought to be making that decision in the first place, since they have a congressional exemption in which they promised not to. They promise to be a conduit through which information flows and not a news site that edits it. Congress might want to rethink that agreement.
Yeah, that's about to happen. Conspiracy theory means questioning the official story. They mix it in with Bigfoot, space aliens, but that's not the stuff that hurts them. They have censored me saying Jones claims big tech censoring conservatives. We have Project Veritas videos. We have internal documents, hundreds of them, where they say our main enemy is Alex Jones. Our next enemy is Paul Watson. Our next enemy is Donald Trump. And yes, Tucker Carlson, his videos would all get 20 million views. You can't have his show, you know, on YouTube have 20 million views. Before they put shadow banning on him about a year and a half ago, I noticed every Tucker Carlson video had like 5 million views. Now they're 500,000 because they shadow ban the things. Okay? It's simple. They admit it. I have their executives on hidden camera. I'm going to spare you and go to our guest. Andrew Torba of Gab.com, you know, Andrew obviously launched a successful site. Millions of people use it, and Google's delisted it. They've gone up his payment processing. They're trying to shut him down right now. So they say, oh, go do your own thing. Oh, yeah. That's when they really come after you. So it's good to have you here. I wanted to get your view on where we are right now in this purge, 29 days out from the election, because it's hurting those of us that run these operations, but I think the intimidation and the censoring is actually waking a lot of people up. But will it be too little too late? Where would you say we are right now in this fight?
Well, Alex, I think a lot of people are waking up. Today, actually, just within the past half hour, we had a breaking news report that Google Plus, Google's social network, exposed the private data of hundreds of thousands of users to developers, just like Facebook had millions of users' data exposed to developers for years. This is going on. And finally, people are starting to wake up and say, wait a minute, why do we have all of our data? Why do we share all of our most intimate private moments, all of our most intimate private conversations with these two or three companies? And that's really why we started Gab, is I was out in Silicon Valley and I said, why is there no real alternative? Like, we have this illusion of choice where all of these companies own every single app that we use to communicate, every single app that we use to get news, to get information. Why is there no real alternative? So that's why we started Gab. And, you know, I saw this stuff coming and I've seen it for years. I've been talking about it for years. You've been talking about it for years, and I think people are finally starting to wake up, thankfully, and I hope it's not too late. Like you said, you know, they told us to go and build our our own, which is exactly what we did, and now we're being attacked at every single level. We're being banned from app stores. We have payment processors no platforming us and saying we can't use them anymore. We have our hosting provider telling us to censor things. We even have our domain registrar threatening to seize our domain because they don't like the content on our site. Now, this is ridiculous. This is not a free market. This is a rigged market.
And let's be clear, because Congress and the president haven't acted yet because it takes time. Everything they've done to me and you is being green-lighted against everybody else, from James Woods to Ann Coulter. They're moving against everyone right now. This is serious authoritarianism. It's cartel. When you get all these companies together, notice Tim Cook came out and said, oh, we didn't get together. He admitted it earlier. That's the real crime, is that they're getting together and targeting groups.
Right, and Tim Cook talks about curating content. Well, curation is just another word for censorship. It's him, it's Apple, it's Google, it's Facebook, picking and choosing what news sources are, quote-unquote, real.
Oh, my God, Alex Jones had 2 million downloads in a month of his app. It's number one with 5 stars, 20,000 reviews. Oh, I'm going to curate this turd in the punch bowl. No one wants it. It'd be one thing if it was some scam app that didn't work and had, you know, half a star. But no, 5 perfect stars. I was censored for winning the Indy 500. I was censored for winning the Super Bowl. I was censored because we're number one, even with their damn censorship. And they can't compete with our ideas. So they're a bunch of authoritarian scum.
Absolutely. And, you know, we just raised $630,000 in our latest funding round directly from the people. And they see us doing things like this. They see us winning. They see the InfoWars app being downloaded like crazy with 5-star reviews. They see Gab raising hundreds of thousands of dollars from the people, not from Silicon Valley venture capitalists or from Saudi princes like Twitter did. And they say, we have to stop this. We have to shut this down because these guys are going to continue to grow and they're going to continue to take away our market share. So they don't have that market share, they don't have control. They can no longer control the narrative on the internet, and that's why they're censoring, and that's why they're locking us down, that's why they're no platforming us, because we are winning. And I think we have to keep that in mind. We have to remain positive and keep fighting and keep building.
And I totally agree. And for folks that don't know, it's the best of worlds, worst of worlds. Best of times, worst of times. Okay, we got censored all these platforms that cut a lot of traffic, but the fact that there's the Streisand effect, video-wise, 4 or 5 times the views on our own platform. The problem is, instead of a $50,000 bill, it went up $100,000 to $150,000 if you count the different bills just for video. And then we've even got those companies saying, we may kick you off and not let you buy the video from us. And so we then had to leave one company. I mean, this is literally total whack-a-mole, and all we're doing is sitting here defending free speech. So you sounds like a lot of money, $600-something thousand. The software,
oh, yeah,
the bandwidth, all of it. You
right.
need millions. So do we. I mean, folks, this is a war. Google has hundreds of billions. Apple has a trillion.
Billions.
But literally a million against each of their billion trumps them like David versus Goliath. But we still got to have that support, folks.
Absolutely, Alex. And I think, you know, it's important to keep in mind that, you know, we are playing whack-a-mole. So it prevents us from building out and improving the platform because we have to constantly change providers and find a provider that will support what we're doing and support our mission. And inevitably, we have to build our own. We have to start from scratch and build out our own infrastructure.
What about the fact that as libertarians or just common sense people, we never target them with boycotts and stuff? I mean, these damn domain companies and these bandwidth people and all of them, they lie about who you are. You've been there for years. You've all this money. They treat you like crap and kick you off or threaten to. It's literally like we're Jews in Nazi Germany.
You know, I think we need to start to do the boycott. I think we need to start to maybe pick up the tactics of the left and start to boycott some of these companies and call them out. And again, we have to build our own infrastructure. We have to keep fighting. We have to keep building. Otherwise, we're going to have no voice left on the internet.
You're right, my friend. We'll be right back with Andrew Torba of Gab.com and Gab.ai. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. We are here literally because of you. We are in your hands. And when you share our links and our videos and our articles, you put it in the face of the globalist and deliver victory to humanity.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Let's talk tough.
Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Andrew Torb is our guest in this segment and the next segment. And then I'm going to open the phones up and take the calls for a while. Then we have a special guest in studio. But just listen to me. I've been on air 23 years. And you guys, the audience, has been awesome. And we've changed the world together. And I love you all. And I'm not bitching and complaining at you. And I tend, when stuff's really serious, to joke around and have fun. Because that's just how my brain works. But here's the problem. I'm not a propagandist. I promote what I promote because I believe in it passionately, but I don't engage in trying to doll it up or even think about what I'm going to say. But then, at the same time, I talk to a lot of smart folks, and they're like, man, you do not want to encourage the enemy. The enemy's tapping my phone and knows every damn thing about me. And I'm not at liberty to get into all this, and I'm not complaining. But let me tell you, folks, you see spy movies and stuff? It's way beyond that. These people are sick. And they've got Justice Department level stuff on us. Nothing corrupt. They're using the databases like you see in the news at the Justice Department and Congress and all these communists and globalists they've hired out of the colleges who literally don't want to work with the Pentagon in AI but want to work with China suppressing their people. And so I am literally under attack by a bunch of Maoists. And I can't even talk about business stuff on the telephone now. I have to meet with people, and because we've even done disinfo before on the phone, and then they act on it. And off record, I've even been to the FBI and twice and said, knock it off, okay? Because we even did some counter stuff and have watched and done some things. And it's like, my God, man, they have hired like 30 years of FBI agents and people that are whacked out leftists, man. I'm not saying they're all bad, but let me tell you something. They have built a secret police army in this country. And they are at war with InfoWars and the president. And all I can tell you is, thank God for President Trump, because we've come a long way. I'm going to go back to Andrew. It's just this. If I've called for your help before and said things are serious, this is urgent, and it's 10 times the threat we've ever faced. You can see it all over the news. They're in Politico. I've got the quotes right here. After failing to stop Kavanaugh, Dems wonder if it's time to be more ruthless. See, they're just going to double down. And they're going to stage a false flag and blame it on me. I'm totally sure of it. I'm totally sure of it now. I mean, they got big stuff coming. So we think we're winning. Get ready. We're going to make it through this storm because people are aware of their scams now. Kavanaugh was a big example of that. But we need your financial support to not just expand, but to hold the line and let the enemy know that you're standing with us. Because what happens if they get all our payment processors, which they're trying to do? Then you want to be able to buy the product. We have sponsors for the radio network. That doesn't fund us. They've taken all our, I can't even advertise online on big platforms. They've taken that from us. And then I sure as hell can't, they do this, sell stuff to make money to fund us. I'm a free market guy. So, you know, George Washington robbed British ships to fund his revolution. So I'm just selling products to fund ours. And you know, maybe they'll shut down our capability to do that, and people have to do other stuff. I'm not saying we're going to rob any banks here, but we're not the Weather Underground. We're just trying to be Americans, promote things. So we've got the biggest sales. In case they shut us down financially before Christmas or Black Friday or whatever they're trying to do, I mean, you see them on the news saying they want us destroyed, you can get your orders in right now. 50% off InfoWars Super Sale and free shipping on all the great supplements, BrainForce X2, even though they're all about to sell out. This is the last run of X2. Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, everything. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Everything is 50% off of the supplements. A lot of other products are already so discounted, there's not even 50% discount. Maybe 25-30% you could. So there's a bunch of other big specials, free shipping store-wide on everything. So on top of 50%, the free shipping on those is some of these are lost leaders. But we've got to move the inventory off the shelves in case the enemy shuts us down financially for a while, which is the move they're making. So again, flood InfoWarsStore.com today. Now is the time, folks. Now we need provision for this war. We need to be strong. I want to expand live broadcast right through every night through the election and then on after. We're getting the people in place. We're getting the crews in place. It's very expensive. Our bandwidth bills have tripled because everybody came to InfoWars. Everybody came to Prison Planet. Everybody came to NewsWars. Yes, we're actually bigger than we were. That's why they're so pissed. We were already under shadow banning, so throw me in the briar patch. But there's the other problems of the expenses skyrocketing. So thank you for being financially supportive. Get great products at the same time. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. There's a donate button as well right there in the support us. If you want to give a pure donation, that really helps because there's not much profit in these products. But we do big sales, though. We sell a ton of them, so it kind of evens out. Plus, I got to move it off the inventory shelves. So I'm out here dead in the water with a ton of Christmas inventory, and they've shut us down, which is their plan. So I need you to come to Paul Revere's rescue. You're Paul Revere as well, financially. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. Now, going back to Andrew Torba. Andrew, explain to me your view on where this is going and what Congress, what the president needs to do, because this is incredibly authoritarian. It's the Chinese model of cutting people off financially. And talk about what they're trying to do to your payment processors, because, I mean, like you said, this is just incredible.
Sure, Alex. Well, I think what you just said is so crucial and so important. The people are really funding us just as they're funding InfoWars. And that's what makes these people so mad. And that's why they're trying to cut off our payment processors and your payment processors and your hosting providers. And I think a lot of folks don't realize how much it costs to run a website, how much it costs to run a social network, the bandwidth required to live stream your videos, to host your videos, the bandwidth required to host our content on our site. People don't realize this. It costs money, and we don't have the luxury like big social networks. We're not mass collecting your data like Facebook and selling it to advertisers for billions of dollars. We're completely powered by the people, just like InfoWars is. And I think what Congress needs to do, what President Trump needs to do, is take antitrust action against these companies because they're doing anti-competitive behavior in the marketplace. The free market is not free. It is rigged by an oligarchy in Silicon Valley that decides who can participate in the free market and who cannot. And I think it's so crucial that the people understand that they really are powering this revolution and this information war and alternative platforms like us and alternative sources of news like InfoWars are completely powered by the people. And that's why, you know, the ability for us to participate in the free market is being cut off. That's why they're going after our payment processors and things of this nature.
And again, I don't like Nazis, but first they take Stormfront or whatever it's called away. And then next it's they're trying to take Donald Trump's banking away. They're trying to take the NRA's banking away. They're trying to take ours away. I mean, they've done it. And we have to, like, run around like chickens with our heads cut off, you know, and just deal with this all weekend. And it's just never ending. And it's so criminal. If we were doing this to them, they would completely go insane. Let me ask you this. The alliance between big tech, you were, you know, a mid-level out in Silicon Valley, but worked with some of the high-level guys. I mean, you were a successful programmer. The merger with China, the way they'll work with China, but not the Pentagon, the way they're Google and Twitter and Facebook are helping, and Apple especially, suppress the Chinese people, this authoritarianism, And how they've gotten away with so much. I think that's why they're so arrogant, is no one's ever said no to big tech. They're just out of control.
Absolutely. It's absolutely insane that they refuse to work as U.S. corporations. They refuse to work with our own government, our own military, and they choose to instead work with the communist Chinese and help them censor their version of the internet. It's absolute madness. This is something you would never think of from an American corporation, and yet here we are. This new portal technology, this hardware device that Facebook just put out today, they want to be in your living room. This camera actually tracks you around your home. It has a microphone that listens to everything that you do. So not only are they tracking us and collecting all of our data, every single click, every single move we make on the internet, but now they want to do it in our homes. I don't think so. I don't think I'm going to allow
Mark
Zuckerberg.
And notice they target mainly women in these ads. 80% of advertising targets women. It's not that women are dumb. They're trusting. And they're just, oh,
absolutely.
Women, put this in your house. Oh, it tracks you and loves you.
It's absolute insanity. This camera actually literally tracks you around your home. They have a microphone on you 24/7.
It's dialed to your voice print to dial everything else out but your voice, which means it can listen through walls.
Exactly. And this thing will be on 24/7. Pete, I guarantee developers will be able to exploit it and get into it. As we've seen, Facebook is not to be trusted with our data. So anybody that buys this, I really feel bad for them. They are insane if you put this in your home.
Now, let's be clear. What estimates do you have from Silicon Valley? I've told hundreds of thousands of developers have full access to everybody's cloud, everybody's code keys, photos of your wife naked. I mean, I'm told they've got everything.
Alex, the information that I've heard from some of my friends in Silicon Valley, you would be appalled. Absolutely appalled at the level of information, the level of access that people who hate us, who want us dead, have access to. So be very mindful of what you're saying on these platforms and what you're talking about as well.
Well, you got all the Project Veritas video where they sit around and laugh and go, oh, I read their instant messages. Oh, I block messages. I listen to them. I look at pictures of their wife naked. We'll be right back in 2 minutes with Andrew Torba.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.